RD, this is KO4ULP. For NUE, this is KO4ULP.
KO4QLP, KO4WWC.
Again, and how are you today? Well, I already asked that, but anyway.
I just talked to Chad on the landline. He's kind of busy right now. I don't know the other one he's trying to call, but I do know about Chad. You might want to just stick around and listen. It's just now getting 5 o'clock, so they may just be getting off work.
Yeah, I bet Chad would be the one of the persons to go to, but I'm not sure if you know this, but Chad was the one that gave me the radio.
I did not, and when I told you that you should talk to him about that kind of stuff, I just, you know, he knows a lot more about ham radio than I do, and I figured he'd be a good person to talk to about it, but yeah. He'll be able to help you out.
And if I need someone to work on the radio, I'll still have a connection there, you know. The one guy's getting involved in restoring the older radios, and so, yeah. But, you know, I have two people to go to if I, you know, I'll, you know, see if Chad can, you know, tell me what I need to do, and, you know, and I have another guy that can fix it.
Yeah, man. Definitely. What was I gonna say? Stand out for a second. You know what I was gonna say? Is this like an older tape radio, or is it more like a modern radio?
Not sure exactly how old it is, but you know, it's all knobs to control everything. You know, it's you know. Most radios now have kind of like a computer display screen. All this has is like a digital number display for the frequencies, and that's the only closest computer thing on it.
Yeah, you and me got the same kind of thing, buddy. In the car, I'm running a Motorola Nextrack, and I know I told you that before, but let me just say, that's something what it's mainly buttons, and it's got a number, a channel number on the screen that doesn't display frequency, but it's about the same thing that you're describing.
Sam, I'm not sure if I caught all that, so could you try that again, please?
I'm trying to say you and me have the same type of radio, not the same exact radio, but the same type.
HF or the 2 meter?
Peter, I'm running Motorola. It's an old radio. Old, I mean old, probably in like early 2000s, late 90s.
So, how are you liking the old radios?
Let me just say, you know, I love dial phones. They're not bad radios, and I say I love them because they serve a purpose just like any radio serves a purpose, and that is to communicate and to listen. But the thing about things is I had a very, very frustrating time trying to transmit. It's not a bad radio, it's just harder to talk on it. So I'm actually a part of another amateur radio group. I'm not actually part of the group that runs this repeater yet, but I'm a part of that group, and I have a friend who loves the public safety radios and knows how to turn them into ham radios. So I got with him to deal with him, and I told him I'd pay him a certain amount of money to get a few mobiles and some HDs, and he hooked me up really well. And, well, let's just say I got blessed. And, this radio, it gets out good and it talks good. That's exactly what I want to do.
To use the repeater fairly clearly, and you know, I haven't had any trouble with my handheld so far. The only trouble I've had is not making it into the repeater clearly sometimes.
Exactly the kind of trouble I had, just trying to make it into the repeater. And I'm just going to be honest, with the handheld, it's going to be like that. It's just some handhelds that will have a better receive on them than others. But don't ever throw away that bell thing, buddy. You got you a good little radio there. It's just, you know, it may not be top of the line, but it's a good radio, and it has a purpose just like all.
Still work fine if I'm in certain parts of the house. And then, you know, also have my 10-watt handheld, and, you know, I'll still sometimes drop the repeater with that, even, you know, part of it is also getting a good antenna for them, and I had a Nagoya antenna until it busted, and now I'm pretty much stuck with about 2-foot kind of cheapy antenna and, you know, rubber duckies.
If you're talking about the Nagoya 771, I have one you can use for a little while if you want to. It's a 15-inch.
Fairly need it right now because, you know, I don't use my handhelds all that much, and I can pretty much make do with what I got right now, and, you know, they're not that expensive.
All right, I agree. Let's just say I'm just wanting to be a good person and just help out where I can. I hope that's okay.
Appreciate the offer, but, yeah, I just, it seems like, I don't know if it'd be worth, going through the hassle for that, but, anyway, I really do appreciate the offer, and that's what I also like about the ham radio is that, there's so many people, just willing to, help me out, and, you know, as I said, you know, I got the, HF from Chad, you know, very generous gift from him, and, you know, another operator made me an antenna for it, and so on and so forth.
You are right about that. There is a lot of very kind and generous people out here. Walt actually has offered to help me out some, so, hey, look, you know, you and me, we all need help, and that's what we're here for. I'm going to just say that, you know, when you find a group of people willing to do anything to help each other, you have your friends for life. And that's, you know, we all need that. But yeah, thanks for letting me know on that Nagoya antenna. And if you ever need anything and I can help, let me know. I'm always ready to try and do the best I can.
And, yeah, again, I really do appreciate, your offer, and, have you gotten around to, playing around with any, electrical, such as, you know, maybe just, learning the technique of, you know, maybe soldering, doing something, a voltmeter, and et cetera?
Definitely no, and that is one of the major things I want to learn to do, because when you, You know, when I was talking to you earlier about getting these public safety radios and turning them into ham radios, you have to open them up and, you know, detach some of the wires, solder back some of the wires, and then remove one of the wires completely. And it takes a lot of skill to be able to do that. And, let me just say, I can learn to do that so I can do my own modding and programming and stuff that I need to do to get these radios to transmit and receive on the right band.
And, you know, I've kind of learned a little bit about that. I have a soldering iron and, you know, trying to figure out how to use it. I've done some circuit board desoldering and, I've also took an old tail light of a car and made a little lamp. Well, the problem was my lamp got really hot really quickly.
Yeah, be careful. Be careful.
That was, well, I was working on that, well, scary experience was that is I figured out, you know, what really happens when the positive and negative touch. Tried to do something and the wires were, you know, luckily, I was careful when I tested it. I put it on the ground and I stepped back, you know, so it was nowhere, you know, near it when it, you know, let out the shock, but I definitely did see it.
You're a very smart person, Alexander, and I'm glad you think of being safe before anything else.
No, you definitely don't want to end up hurt while, you know, experimenting around, so you try to do safety as one of the top priorities here. And, yeah, so,
K4BWA. Alexander.
So, I've been on the air, I don't think this much, the last week, and the week before that, I was in Florida again.
It was a burden in Florida again.
Really, you know, we spent about 10 days down at the Keys, and I really did enjoy myself there, but, Steve, I don't know if you have any advice on this, but what do you do when the drive control on your HF rig won't move?
Talking about the actual physical gain control knob on the front of your radio? Is that what you're talking about?
Gain control is the power drive control, my output power control.
Oh, okay. What kind of radio is it?
Kentek.
Familiar with that one. Is that a tube type?
But, you know, my knob just completely won't turn. It was doing fine. It was a little bit hard to turn before, but now it's just completely, like, locked up.
Hey, are you still transmitting?
I believe so. Yes, I believe I'm still able to transmit. It's just, you know, I can't really change my power.
Okay, and it's an Omni-Tentec?
Omni-Tentec.
I'm pulling that up online and I'll get an idea of its vintage.
And while you're at that, I'm going to try a quick test right here. I'm going to just put it on lock and put out just a little bit to see if I actually can transmit.
Yes, sir. Now, does this one have a digital display?
Numbers are digital.
You may have just a pot that's gone bad. Do you know what I mean by a pot? A pot is a term for like a rheostat. It is a device that gives variable resistance. When you rotate the knob, it changes the resistance. Now, your radio, is it four smaller knobs on the left with a large knob in the middle, and then some push-button selectors on the right?
It just depends left and right how the picture was taken and where I'm facing. But right now, the way I'm facing, I have four knobs on the right. Actually, one, two, three, four knobs, upper knobs, and then three lower knobs on the right. And then I have my big handle, and then I have three little knobs under my big knob, I mean. And then left, I have my band chooser. I'm going to take shortcuts to change the bands. I have my three switches on the left and two knobs up on the top of the left.
Okay. Alrighty. I believe you're going to have a rheostat this bad. When you transmit now, does it have a power meter?
Has a power meter, and I believe I was able to move it before. It's just the knob is really hard to move. I don't know if the knob just jammed up or not.
tell you what, let's do. Your dad has my cell phone number. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a picture of the front of that unit and text it to me, okay? Tech Omni, what number? Omni what?
Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Sure, but my radio is acting up here. Whenever I leave my PTT switch on, my 2 meter, I have static. I was transmitting on lock with my HF, just like transmitting like for a test, and I don't know if that was affecting it or not. But anyway.
All right. Well, listen. I want your dad to take a picture of the front of that unit and text it to me. He's got my phone number, okay? And in addition, do you know what one it is? It's a Tintec Omni what?
And by the way, Steve, I did a little experiment. And with lots of work, I was able to move my drive power up. And my power on my scale went up. So, I just can't twist the knob down too easily. I can twist it up with some work, but twisting down is pretty much impossible. So, I can still, you know, the knob is still working, it just won't turn.
Hey, Alexander, this is Tim with KF4WWC. Can I make a question comment real quick?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry to leave you out.
Man, I've just been sitting here listening. I'm trying to find the radio on my phone myself. Is it the Tintec Omni Delta 2 model 536, 100 watts? It's got a big giant knob in the middle and 4 knobs on the left side with push buttons on the right.
On the right. And no, I don't think that. So it just says Omni on the front of it, on the left hand side, right by the band controller. It says Omni dot D, and then under that Omni D, there's the Tintec logo.
Alexander, your radio has two small knobs on the top right, two more knobs in the middle, and 3 knobs across the right. And your power control, your AF power, is the middle one on the bottom. Is that right?
Negative. My power control on my right-hand side is there's 2 knobs on the top on the right-hand side, and my drive is the one. The closest, farthest to the right. Right under the selectivity.
Omni D that I'm looking at has a mode switch on the bottom right. You know, for your single sideband, CW, and upper and lower sidebands. And then in the middle it has the AF power on-off, and it's graduated. But I think that's basically the same series. And that radio is going to be, that thing is going to have a rheostat in there. Now, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and set your power and leave it alone, okay? Try to set it up around 50 or 75 watts and leave it. And that way you can continue to operate for a while until we can get one of us over there to take a look at that thing, okay?
And also, I have to sign off here, but I can't really send you that picture right now because my dad is not home, and the iPad that I have will not be, texting is disabled, so I won't be able to do that. So I don't know if you still need that picture, but I'll try to remember to send it to you if you still want it. But this is KO4ULP, and I'll be 7-3s, and I'll be clear after your final.
Sounds like a winner, bud. And just whenever you get around to it, send me that picture, and that way I'll be able to identify it better. But I'm looking at a picture of an Omni-D with the Tintec label, the two T's and a little orange dot in the middle, and Tintec underneath that. And that's on the left, and then it's got the other knobs on the right. And it's a model 546, an Omni-D 546. So whenever you get around to it, and... hey, we'll get you those boards over there to play with at the same time. So, all right, bud, have a good evening. And Chandler, what are you doing, boy?
Boy, you call me boy. Good Lord.
I'm a golden 66.
If I was your age, I'd lived half my life already and had a bunch of wisdom to offer. But right now, I'm currently 23 years old.
In the prime of life. You're just getting started good. Yep. Well, listen, I've got to tie up a power line. I've just put a radio back in my little Saturn that I just got back from my... stepson, and so I gotta tie up this power line and finish this off, and so I'm gonna sign off with you. You try to have a good evening, bud, and hey, don't we have the thermal belt net tonight?
I believe that that's solid with right. I don't think I can hit the thermal belt repeater, but you know, with this antenna that I'm fixing to have built up at the house, you know, if I could find somebody that has a good 100-watt 10-meter fluffy radio that I could run instead of my two 25 and 35-watt Motorola's for a base station, I'd appreciate that because I think once I could hit the thermal belt. I'm not sure, but I think I could.
The ground, bud. So, well, listen, you have a good evening. 73's K and 4 VWA. I'm clear after your final. Have a good evening.
Alexandra, if you're still in there and you have access to Wi-Fi with that iPad and you can take pictures with the iPad, Steve might have an email you can send that picture to. Negative contact, KO4WWC, I'll be listening. I'm going to try and make a call here real quick. KJ4WZ and KO4WWC. Negative contact, KO4WWC, I'll be listening on the side.